First lesson, Genesis 1:1, 2:15 through 17, and 1:31. God created His good world and showered Adam with blessings. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. From the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Then God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Please stand as we sing.
Second lesson, Genesis 3, 8 through 15, and 17 through 19. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. And on your belly you shall go and shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between her seed and your seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herb of the field. And in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, from dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Second lesson. Through Adam's sin he lost the blessed life, and yet God's promises that his seed will bruise the serpent's head.
Third lesson, responsive reading. Prior to Christ's birth and kingdom, God told of him beforehand through the prophets So if you're able, please stand with me for the reading of God's Word. Under the section titled Reader, I will read, and then you as a congregation will read the section labeled Congregation, and then we'll proceed through. The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, God with us. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. I will cause a righteous branch to spring up from David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will hold you by the hand and watch over you, and I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon and those who dwell in darkness from the prison. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation. Bethlehem, out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from old, from everlasting, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
Please remain standing as we sing.
Bless me, the silent star. Fourth lesson, Isaiah 40, 1-11. God promises to ancient Israel a messenger that shall prepare the way for Messiah. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flower fades. Because the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift your voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young.
You remain seated. Let's sing Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Like earth, we love. shall merit praise us to thy glorious throne.
The fifth lesson. Luke 1:26 through 35, and then verse 38. The angel Gabriel greets Virgin Mary with the shocking good news. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Please stand as we sing.
Father, may your name be in our
sixth lesson, Luke 2, 1 through 7. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Seventh lesson, Luke 2, 8 through 20. The shepherds go to the manger. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Please stand as we sing.
Eighth lesson, Matthew 2:1-12. The Magi visit the Messiah and worship him with the bringing of gifts. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They were saying, Where is he who has been born, king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Before I read, I just think, that's so beautiful. If these earthly bells sound this beautiful, how much more shall they be in glory? The ninth lesson, John 1, 1 through 5, and then 9 through 18. The Apostle John unfolds the great mystery of preexistence and incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about Him and cried out, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me because He was before me. And from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known.
Please stand as we sing.
As with gladness men are bold, with the guiding star behold. As with joy they hail this light, leaping on the beaming prize. So long gracious God may be, evermore be.
Christmas story, of which many of us are so familiar, to me has one of those mysterious qualities about it that suddenly, after the birth of Jesus, here are wise men. They're really philosophers, astrologers, from many scholars believe as far away as ancient Persia or modern Iran, following this strange star that led them to Bethlehem. But they knew from the Old Testament scriptures that this star would lead them to the Redeemer. And what did they do? They brought gifts. At least, not just three, but many, of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold for His deity. And actually, frankincense and myrrh were priceless gifts, but they were burial gifts. And in all of this, there's a telling that this one who was born would die. But my point is, this is the time of year to give. God has given. He has given us the greatest of all gifts. He's given us a priceless gift in His Son. And we're living in such a world that we feel like we have to give because somebody's going to give to us. And there's this tension that goes on. Well, who did I not get a present for last year? I've got to get one this year. And we can get caught up in such bondage. But here is a wonderful time where we may give back to Him who has given to us everything and give an offering as an act of worship to Him who gave of Himself. Let's pray and give thanks for this offering and for the needs of this congregation at this hour. Our Father, we thank you that you are, of all things, though you're holy and self-sufficient and need nothing from none of us, yet you are giving. You're compassionate. You're tender. You give and you give and you give. And we thank you for the wonderful privilege that we now have of giving back to you. Not because you're poor, not because you're on the verge of bankruptcy, but we give back to you as an act of our adoration and praise and thanksgiving. And in this season, when we remember that for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, I pray that we might give back to you with joyful hearts. Bless these tithes and offerings that are to be given. Cause your gospel to go to the ends of the earth. And at this moment, O Father, in the midst of our giving, we cry to you to give once more to us. We pray for Miss Nancy Westfall that is either on her way to the ER or already there. We pray, be gracious. Give the doctor's wisdom. Give her health and life and strength. And for Mr. Addis Haynes, we pray, O Father, according to the wisdom of your good pleasure, raise him up and give him many years to glorify and serve you. For the other needs of those who are traveling, those who are yet to travel, coming and going, give us grace and safety. And for all the blessings of this year, our Father, we give you thanks. Accept our thanks as we ask them in the mighty name of Jesus our Lord. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. Brother Corey Smith.